The White House is hitting pause on President Obama's immigration plan, that after a federal judge in Texas ordered a temporary halt to the president's executive actions on immigration. Those are the moves announced by Obama in November. They would defer deportation for as many as 5 million immigrants here illegally. Now a protracted legal tussle is likely. And none of this is a surprise, according to Muzaffer Chishti of the Migration Policy Institute.
This is not unexpected at all, especially given the judge who was assigned in this case. There are only two judges in that district, and this was a toss-up as to which of the judges would get the case. Judge Hannon has expressed deep concerns about the level of illegal immigration and the impact it's having on states. So the fact that he got the case is not a surprise that he would rule the way he did.
I'm assuming you were in favor of President Obama's executive action back in November. But is that the way that policy should be made?
Actually, a big action like this, which affects millions of people, should ideally happen by an act of Congress. And that's where all the hopes were. And the Senate passed a very important bill last year to that effect. The House did not act on that bill. And we finally had a logjam. And you could argue that in the middle of that logjam, someone had to break it, and the president chose to do it without quite knowing what the fallout is going to be, but he took the brave step to at least challenge the status quo.
Well, a brave step that perhaps raised people's hopes, you know, when everyone knew it was not a done deal.
Well, yeah, it was clearly not a done deal because Congress had not acted. But there have been deferred actions like this given by the administration over the years, beginning with 1960, which have never been challenged. So it was not a slam dunk that this would get challenged. It was not a slam dunk that if it got challenged, this would be the outcome.
So what happens next? What is the government's next move?
The government's next move is to ask for a stay of this particular injunction order. And they would go to the judge himself first. And if he doesn't grant that stay, they will ask the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals to grant a stay of this order. And Fifth Circuit is generally considered more hospitable to the kind of arguments the states have made. If it had been brought in Arizona, which a lot of people think is the ground zero of illegal immigration, then the review court for that would have been the Ninth Circuit, which sits in California and is generally considered to be more liberal for the federal government on this issue.
When do you foresee a comprehensive immigration policy in the United States? We're talking about months, years, decades, what?
This is a highly politically charged issue. Some people think that given the paralysis in our nation's capital, this will never happen at any time soon. But you could really see the possibility that as the Republican Party faces the prospect of the 2016 election, they will see the results of the 2012 election, in which the way the Latino voters voted was critical, at least in four major toss-up states of the country. And if they take a lesson from that, they may want to do something which would speak to the interests of the Latino voters, and they may decide to do something on immigration reform.
Muzaffer Chishti is with the Migration Policy Institute.